All right, everyone, we're here tonight recording our first ever podcast. We're just going to be talking about sports and other topics just going on in the Eastern Kentucky area. I'm Jordan Hughes, and I'm going to be here with Caleb Jackson, Zach Gibson, and Chris Fitch on their first ever episode. I guess we'll just go ahead and hop right into it and talk about the most talked about
topics and issues,
couldn't get the word out there, of the summer, which is definitely Kevin Durant going to the Warriors. A lot of questions come with that. Was it really worth the six players that they let go just for his big contract, or was it just really worth it, and can it pay off? And we're going to go ahead and start off with Caleb Jackson.
Well, I think clearly it's a great idea that Golden State signed and went after Kevin Durant, without a doubt, simply because they're just trying to make the strongest team that's ever been assembled, and they want rings. And I mean, can you blame KD for going? Some of you have an opinion that's yes, but if you really think about it, you can't get mad at somebody if you're not from Oklahoma City for leaving. You can't do it. People that get mad at LeBron for leaving Cleveland, that ain't from Cleveland. It's silly, man. I mean, there's no call for it in all seriousness, but it's just my opinion.
Lost a lot of key players, though, by signing.
Very true.
Lost Bogut.
Harrison Barnes.
Leonardo Barbosa.
He really stepped up that first game in the series.
He played a lot of key roles.
And yeah.
I'm glad they kept Sean Livingston, though. I mean,
Sean Livingston definitely helps.
Oh, he's definitely a great role player, but
they're not going to play together. There's no way.
Well, they're going to have 82 games to figure that out, though.
That's true, but I mean, Western Conference is tough.
Together? How can they not play together? It's just simply sacrifice. I think Steve Kerr can talk them into being able to sacrifice.
Steve Kerr didn't give that team. Four superstars cannot play together on a team.
I wouldn't necessarily say four superstars in the sense that you have Steph Curry, who's
a superstar. Everyone made the All-Star team.
And Kevin Durant's a super. Well, they're All-Stars. You can say four All-Stars, but All-Stars. But Steph Curry's a superstar, and Kevin Durant's a superstar. Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, not necessarily right. Big names, household names, don't get me wrong. But they're not superstars.
If you don't
superstars.
Think that they're going to sacrifice, they've already sacrificed. Right. Look how much money Durant's lost out on.
Think about how many shots Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green average apiece. Now you're adding 20 extra shots with Kevin Durant, but one of those players aren't going to like it. Steph Curry might go down to it.
I think Steph's going to be
Klay Thompson's going to get mad and want to leave because he wants his shots. Klay Thompson ain't about passing or playing defense. It's all about his shots.
If you get KD, how much of a loss is Klay Thompson?
That's true. You got a point, but are you willing to get rid of Klay Thompson? How great. He backpacked them to the finals.
No,
I trade him every day. I let him go every day.
You can't mess up that chemistry. There's no way.
All right, another question that has been struck is, how long will it really take the Warriors to just start jailing? Will they just come straight out, win 10 no. straight? Or will it take them a while to really clear? I think they may lose their first game. Opinions?
I'm going to start this one off with saying that I'm a big fan of Kentucky, clearly, just because of the fact that I'm going to compare this with a lot of Cal's teams in the sense that how many freshmen start off playing that great?
These boys ain't freshmen.
They don't know each other, though.
These are veterans.
They still don't know each other in the game styles. It's totally different from playing in practice than playing in a game. It's a real situation in the game, and in practice it's rehearsed. You know what's going to happen unless you're playing in a scrimmage, but clearly you're still using the same playbook, the same players on the bench, the same staff. You don't have people out there that don't know your playbook and you don't know theirs. So it's a different situation in gaming. It's going to take a little bit for them to get together, but I think it's going to happen, personally.
You know, as long as they get jailed after All-Star break, that's all that really matters, in my opinion.
Rings. All that matters.
Rings. Yeah. Rings.
Season don't matter at all. It's about the preseason.
I think this last year proves that, too. I mean, record season. And, like, the shirt Scottie Pippen was wearing, was it? 72-10 don't mean anything without the rings.
Uh-huh.
Something to that extent.
Which was a great jab.
The real question is Steph Curry, is he cold or is he just injured?
Ooh.
He's cold.
I think he lost his mojo.
No.
He lost a lot of confidence, I think, in his finals.
He hit, 402 threes this season?
He didn't do much in the postseason.
Okay, well.
He's lost some confidence, I believe.
Yeah, it's me. That was Klay Thompson, Draymond Green's team. Well, Steph Curry didn't do nothing.
Now. That's a little bit too far.
It's a stretch, okay.
What did he do? What did he do in the playoffs?
It's not Klay Thompson and Draymond Green's team. And you know that.
I don't know that. I don't know. Draymond Green backpacked him with long Klay Thompson.
He did backpack him.
That last game he did,
he
stepped up.
Draymond did ball out, but he didn't do nothing the first.
If you're going to come at that, though, you have to also play into the factor that do they win game five with Draymond Green there? Why does he have to flood his legs and hit grown men in the privates?
He's just playing in basketball his own way.
Personally, I like it. I mean, it brings you back to the 90s, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
Evan Embiid just gets mad because he plays a little bit physical.
Since you mentioned the 90s, seven-game series. Bulls from the 96 season. Warriors from this season.
Bulls. I used to think there would actually be a little bit of
competition. Do you think there? How many games could they take them?
I'd say six anyway.
At least six. At least.
Six is a good number. Six is a solid number.
Seven if Steph Curry actually showed up.
Well, what about the addition after you brought that up with Durant now?
Oh, man.
Maybe five.
Take that in consideration. Wow. It's just hard to beat a team that
are they now officially the best starting lineup of all time? First five.
Well, they are with the exception of Zaza Pachulia. I mean,
hey, he was almost an all-star. He was almost an all-star.
But
he almost made the all-star team.
What was his averages last season?
Hey, he plays good defense. He knows his role.
The thing with the Bulls too, they had Jordan Pippen. And you look what they had coming off the bench. They had Kerr,
Kukoc.
I mean,
you forget about Dennis Rodman doing his thing.
Dennis Rodman was probably the greatest defensive player of all time.
Dennis Rodman would give Draymond Green some
work. Wait, hold up a second.
Wait.
Did you just say Dennis Rodman was the greatest defensive player of all time?
I think so.
Maybe rebounder.
I could give you rebounds.
Look at how many defensive player years did he win?
One, wasn't it?
No, it was more than he won like two in Detroit.
Well, back then, anyway, Zaza Pachulia. I'm not sold on him.
He can play.
I'm not sold on him.
How old's the guy? What, 32?
I'm not sold on him. Just not.
He can play.
We forgot about it a while ago, but David West, also on the Warriors.
David West is a great pickup.
He turned down a lot of money to play for the Warriors, too.
You know what? That confuses me a little bit. I know KD's a bigger name, obviously, but David West done essentially the same thing. He left a contender and went to Golden State. Nobody's hating on him.
David West wasn't a Kevin Durant top player.
That's a different topic. That's a different topic.
Maybe 5 years ago he would have been like that.
All right, we've enjoyed our first topic. Now we're going to move on. If you haven't recently seen, there's been a big debate about the best restaurant in Knott County and Perry County. And the voting has been going on Twitter, and they're now down to the Elite Eight. And we're going to vote right here. These three are going to vote. Should be pretty even. So we're just going to go ahead and start that out here. We're going to go round by round after each topic. First round. Just got to remind everyone that the vote is for cleanliness, staff, food, all those things have to be taken into consideration. First up, Sazone versus Peking.
That's a tough one, man.
Sazone all day.
Peking in their prime, they were tough.
One vote for Sazone.
I'm taking Peking. Every day.
Chinese food.
There's not what even a Peking in Hazard right now.
Chris, what you we're got? Talking about all the time.
What you got?
Oh, you are voting.
Not you. Whatever.
Definitely Peking. They had quality food, man.
I'm taking Peking.
Yeah, in Prestonsburg. Peking. We're talking about Hazard and Knott County.
Yeah, we're talking about Hazard, and they had some good food.
That is another thing. You do have to take into consideration just the one in Perry County, because you can't compare one KFC to the one, say, in Lexington. Yeah. I mean, no offense to the one in Hazard, if anyone here is listening, but you do have to take that in consideration.
Yeah,
all right, we'll move on to the next one, which is a clash of two brands, really, if you truly think about it. Circle T versus El Azul.
Well, you got to keep in consideration that El Azul was the Mexican restaurant.
They were the first to put it on the map in Eastern Kentucky, I will agree.
I have my vote for El Azul, but I rescind that vote and definitely go back to Circle T just because I have some bad memories of El Azul.
You do have to think about the appetizers at Circle T.
Oh,
Hard to beat. But you have to think about the fact that El Azul, you can go, enjoy a meal, and get happy birthday sung to you and get a free ice cream. You have to consider all of these things. So, now, time to vote.
But there's just so many better Mexican restaurants.
All right, Tucci vote.
Definitely. Circle T.
Circle T.
Circle T with the sweep.
I thought we could all agree on something.
All right, we'll move on to the next one now, which is also kind of a strike towards each other. Maybe you could even call them a rivalry. In the same building area, however you want to say, we have La Pena versus China King Buffet. We'll start out with Chris Fitch on this one.
China King all day.
China King.
Yeah, come back to me, it's tough.
I'm thinking China King. I like my China.
China King moves on, it looks like. Zach, do you have any opinions?
I'm going to say China King.
Another sweep. What do y'all think about that one? All right, next up we have possibly what would be called the champion all-star king of 24/7 food and mixing the breakfast game with the dinner game, Huddle House versus maybe the king of all drive-thrus, Taco Bell.
Oh, man, this is a tough one.
Huddle House versus Taco Bell.
It's no
question.
Here we go.
It's hard.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell, no question.
It's hard with this one because you have to choose the one that's in Perry County. And no offense to the one in Perry County, but we're not talking about exactly the most great day.
We're talking about Perry County.
You have to think about the waffle. You can go in there in the same place. You can be sitting on one side of the table and eating a waffle. On the other side, someone be eating a Philly cheesesteak.
No, I ate Taco Bell today, and this is a bold move, but I'm going to Huddle House. Even though I'm in a losing effort, I'm taking Huddle House.
Give me the floor.
Think about the milkshakes at Huddle House.
That's all I'm saying. We're going to Hazard after this right now. You going to Huddle House or you going to Taco Bell?
It's according if you want to sit down and eat or you just want to drive through. Get something like that.
No, y'all just being crazy about this.
Now, what if you want
breakfast? A lot of other factors food? Play into the post game of Taco Bell and Huddle House as well, if you understand.
I agree.
Saying. According to what kind of night you're in for, which one you want to go to.
True.
So, now it's time for the official votes. What's everyone saying?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Sweet.
I'm going Huddle House. Still sticking.
Taco Bell goes on.
Can't lose any.
All right, now we're going to move on to our next topic, which will be maybe one of the favorites of this group of people. And it's Derrick Rose has recently went and said
that
New York Knicks are a super team. He even went out of his way to say that everyone is saying that the Knicks and Warriors are the two super teams of the league. Now, I don't know really how I feel about that, but you can just kind of observe for yourself and compare the two rosters. He pretty much compared them to the Warriors. We'll go ahead and start this topic.
The way it kind of makes me think is whenever LeBron and Bosh and Wade was together and they's talking not four, not five, not six. That's kind of, you know, I think a lot of it was for the Knicks fans. It wasn't necessarily for the, you know.
You got to make them happy.
Yeah, I mean.
Coming from a Knicks fan.
Oh, man.
Y'all can talk first. I'm about to school y'all after this.
Well, I'm wearing a KD jersey, so I guess I don't have to say much. But
anyway.
Nah, I mean,
it's hard for me to see that you have a super team in Derrick Rose, who hasn't played exactly a great season in how many years, and then Kristaps Porzingis, who's an up-and-comer, he's got a lot of potential, but at the same time, there's always the health factor that it's risk, and then is it just that one year that he's showing up and then all of a sudden he's out? Or what is it? And then Melo, who is... He's
always going to do his thing.
He's just that.
Be good or bad.
He's always that one guy, man. Melo's just always that one guy.
We got to take consideration. They brought in a shooter, Courtney Lee, who was a solid threat.
Oh, gosh.
A solid shooter, you can argue all you want. And Joakim Noah. Bring up a defensive presence, energy... Someone to mentor Porzingis.
Yeah, in 2012, I agree.
Only thing
in 2012, but the guy can still play. He's a veteran.
The only thing I can say about Joakim Noah is he did not start for the Bulls team this last year. A Bulls team that, might I remind you, had Derrick Rose for how many games? 70, top
75.
Upper 70s, mid 70s.
75.
And still didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, they were terrible. The
and
New York
still
Knicks
didn't start for him.
New York Knicks for Joakim Noah. And they're going to turn around a fresh start. Not to mention Brandon Jennings coming off the bench. Who else we got on the team? They have plenty of talent.
Brandon Jennings didn't start in Orlando.
Also, they're trying to develop Elfrid Payton. That's beyond the point. Joakim Noah is going to have a great season. Whether you like it or not.
They'll be a playoff team, which the East is weak, but...
They'll be a playoff team in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Ooh. Ooh, okay.
Losing to the Cavs in six.
So if it comes down to them and the Raptors, you're taking the...
Pacers. Have to put those into consideration.
Pacers, too.
The Pacers.
With
the Pacers.
Really good pickup, too, Pacers. With...
That's going to be the best match for the playoffs.
Huh?
They picked up somebody really well. Dude.
From Atlanta, Teague.
Teague?
Yeah.
They also got Al Jefferson.
Who?
Al Jefferson.
Al Jefferson went to the Pacers?
Thaddeus, that's to be on the point. They'll be in the Eastern Conference Finals. The New York Knicks will.
You heard it here first from Zach Gibson.
Don't take it to the bank.
I already have. I'm willing to bet money right now. Just wait.
So the question really is, Strike, are they a super team? Would you consider them a super team, or would you just consider them another mediocre basketball team with a washed-up talent?
He's saying that.
I do not mean that offensively. I'm not inferring anything. I'm simply asking.
I'm just saying, they're not a super team, no. They're not mediocre. But they are going to be a lot better than last year.
If you get with them when they're down 30, you get with them when they're down 20.
I heard that one before. Just wait. The New York Knicks will be in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
All right, we're going to move on to the next topic, which is a pretty big topic for everyone around here, and it's just more restaurant talk, and it's Golden Corral moving to Pikeville.
Ooh.
Just wondering what everyone thinks about the addition of all these new restaurants in Pikeville. Just thoughts, comments.
They're stepping up.
I'm really impressed with Pikeville in the last few years. They've expanded better than anywhere in Eastern Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
You can say I'm that guy, but I've never honestly really been... Being that big of a fan of Golden Corral, I've never understood the hype. I mean, they have the chocolate fountain, and that's great. I mean, astounding. But outside of that, it's just not been big on it. I'd been happier with a Chick-fil-A in Pikeville.
No.
Without a doubt.
I'm pretty excited for it. From somebody that's over there 4 or 5 days a week, Golden Corral's a really good addition. There's not another one in Eastern Kentucky.
That's true, but I'm not sold on it. I'm been happy with the Chick-fil-A. I just thought.
I mean, it's good food and all, but I mean, you take your family going growl.
All right, another topic that came up last basketball season was, and I know this is old news, but it's still worth talking about. So we'll discuss it. Do you folks believe that UK's team that went 38-1 could have beat the Philadelphia 76ers? Go ahead and start this one out.
Are we talking one ball game or are we talking
seven-game series?
Oh, wow.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Howdy.
Yeah, had a mother walk by. We'll continue this. Just always expect randomness from us. This isn't what you would necessarily call organized, but we will go back to our topic. Could UK of 2014-15 beat the 76ers?
I think you have a one-game fluke in a seven-game series where UK beats them, but other than that, I think it's hard for me to see that. I mean, all respect to the UK team, that's great. I'm a UK fan by all means of the sense, but I think it's a little bit outlandish to think that. It's different when the guys aren't NBA ready, because it's just a different game in the NBA compared to college. And like I said, I think you'll have a one-game fluke where they'll win. I think it'd probably be the first game, because they would not. The 76ers wouldn't be ready for them.
Here's my one question. Is Jahlil Okafor going to be playing for the 76ers?
Of course.
Well,
I take that back. If Jahlil Okafor's playing for the 76ers, I don't even give him a game.
Well, actually, no, not necessarily, because I guess we're debating the 76ers during that time. So
no.
Well, then they get a game.
Well, we have to realize the 76ers won 10 ball games. But again, 10 ball games.
It is like college basketball.
But that's against NBA teams. That's not against college teams. If you put them in a college team, I'm not going
to
say they're going
to be. You have to consider things such as Dominique Hawkins will be playing in the game and things like that. There's players that really couldn't cut it in the league, that type of talent, but are really good college players.
I think
I'm going to say UK could beat them. So I'm getting serious.
Sixers and six.
Like I said, I think Sixers would probably go.
UK sweep. No. Game seven.
And on that note, we're going to move on to our next topic. We're actually going to go back to our food bracket for our final four voting.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go. First game, final four. Peking versus Circle T. You have to consider Peking. They were always just a go-to for families Sunday after church. Takeout when you're there. Whenever you really wanted it, it was just always there for you. Then you have to consider Circle T with the cheese balls, the corn nuggets, all the greatness that they offer 24/7. You know, sit at the big table and watch a game if you want. It's all into consideration. Now that it's all out there, I'm going to go ahead and let these guys vote and give their opinions.
Peking, no question.
Peking.
Not a question.
Peking.
Peking. Peking's one of Hazard's finest restaurants when it was alive.
Peking moves on to the championship.
Bacon resurrection.
Next up, we're going to have the glory of China King Buffet. One of the only, or well, probably the only place in Hazard you can now go and have this large of a selection of Chinese food and just really enjoy yourself, or on the same street, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
And I'm going with Taco Bell because I like China King better, but on principle, you can't have two Chinese
restaurants. I was going to say the exact same thing,
The finals. On principle, I have to go with Taco Bell.
This whole time, I have, since this bracket was released, I've been comparing Taco Bell to any John Calipari UK basketball team. They're kind of just that young, run-and-gun team with one-and-dones, freshmen. Let's see. It looks like they're going to take it to the championship.
You also got to take consideration that China King is this hateful co-workers.
Sure, that is.
They are mean.
Not to put anyone on blast, but they are not.
I'm just saying, the brightest, to their face, they're just hateful.
Looks like we're going to have a championship of Peking and Taco Bell here in a few moments. But for now, we're going to move on to our next topic. With the NBA season coming up shortly, we're going to go ahead and give some very long shot predictions. And we're going to start out with who will win MVP this season.
I'm taking Russell Westbrook.
I'm agreeing with Chris. I'm going out on a limb there.
If he makes the playoffs, he will be the MVP. If the Thunder make the playoffs, he will be MVP. Because if they make the playoffs, he's going to have to average between 35 and 38.
But you have to consider.
Which he's capable of.
Yeah. The NBA didn't necessarily give Damian Lillard any credit for that. Oh, he did the same exact thing. So you kind of have to think about that one.
Got snubbed from the All-Star game.
Yes, yeah. He is. They don't give him enough respect.
Respect. For MVP, I know Zach's vote's always going to be Chris Stapps for everything.
Ain't nothing wrong with him. Boy can play.
But, man, I'm struggling. I want to say that in the running, you'll see Paul George. LeBron's always going to be there.
Paul George, I could see him.
Could James Harden sneak back into it with another insane season?
He's gonna have to apologize before he can
hear him in his career.
Yeah. That little B curse is killing him.
It will be like the Knicks, I'm just saying.
I don't know. I think the fans are going to show LeBron a lot of love after this. You know, after
he deserves an MVP.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the last one he probably should have. Even though, I mean, Steph Curry is the first unanimous ever, but the finals, I'd rather have a finals MVP more than a season MVP. I mean, I'm just going to throw that out there.
Well, yeah.
Regular season
isn't more important than the finals and the playoffs. It's just
we're talking about the season MVP, not finals MVP.
Season, I'm going to stick with Westbrook myself.
So we have a Westbrook vote.
I'm going to give a top three. I'm going to say Westbrook all the way down to LeBron, then to Paul George.
So we have two Westbrooks and a...
Oh, man. Put me on the spot. I really have no clue. I'm trying to think.
He says Kevin Durant, I'm leaving.
No, KD's not going to be your MVP. At least I don't think so. I'm not going to say by any means it's not. There's not a shot, but
there ain't much shot.
Yeah. Gosh, man, I'm really bumfuzzled on this.
Bumfuzzled.
I could see it being Paul George. But I'm going to go with the safe bet. Say LeBron. I think LeBron's got one last MVP left in him.
Yeah, I think two Westbrooks and a LeBron, and I'm probably, after watching the finals this last season and seeing him leading literally every single statistic, I'm probably going to have to go with LeBron James also.
I can't argue that.
And now kind of totally an off-the-wall topic that we're going to debate here is, who would you choose if you're picking team? First pick, if you had to choose between the two, Kristaps Porzingis or Karl Towns?
Kristaps Porzingis. Without a question.
Karl Towns.
Kristaps Porzingis can stretch the floor.
Karl Towns.
Play much better defense.
Karl Towns.
Always alter shots. Karl Always, Towns. No matter what.
Karl Anthony Towns.
I'm going with Towns.
Yeah. You have to take into consideration that Towns did win unanimous Rookie of the Year, but you also have to take into consideration Kristaps Porzingis can stretch the floor and shoot like what a guard, happens? But
and, not to mention the,
and can play defense ball. On the what other happens? End. You have to take all these into consideration, but you also have to take Towns.
Towns has got an outside shot, too. I mean, you don't see in the games much, but
you're saying Kristaps is a stretch forward and he can stretch the floor. What happens when he don't stretch the floor? Was he good?
He can score inside.
Okay, but I'm taking Karl Anthony Towns inside all day.
He can face you up. He can back you down.
I'm taking Karl Anthony Towns
all
day.
No, there's no way.
All day.
Kristaps Porzingis can outplay him.
Defensively, offensively, on the court, off the court.
No.
In the hallway.
In my opinion, he's a much better defensive player. Like, way better.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Kristaps Porzingis.
I got another question for you guys. Will these two, after both having outstanding rookie years, will both of them be able to go head-to-head in the All-Star game this year? Will both of them make the All-Star game?
Well, if you're in consideration, there's a lot of good bigs in the West, I think. I really can't recall right now, but I think that Kristaps Porzingis has a great shot at making the All-Star team in the East.
The East is... I mean, Porzingis has probably got a better chance just because of the fan base of the Knicks to be, you know, Minnesota's a, you know, a
number seven
smaller,
in jersey
sales. Yeah. And Porzingis has got a better chance of being an All-Star game than Towns, more per se, I would think. But Towns is the better player. I mean, but Porzingis will probably make an All-Star team before Towns does.
Who will make All-Star team first? Is that I'm a little bit lost. I was zoned out on my phone. I don't know what the question was.
Will Kristaps Porzingis and Karl Towns be able to go head to head in the All-Star game this season? Will they?
No.
Will the fans put them in?
I don't. Not while you have.
Because he wants Towns in it.
Not while you have LeBron, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, or not Klay Thompson, but KD, LaMarcus Aldridge, Paul George. Al Horford will probably be in the All-Star game just based off the fact that he's going to – actually, I'd say he'll do decently in this.
Andre Drummond, he's going to make the All-Star team.
Andre Drummond, DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin, that's always a show.
But see, in the East, there's just Drummond, Horford.
But, you know, and we're naming all these people off, and that's the reason why I'm saying you won't really – It won't be a focus. I could see you seeing them – face off again. What is that in the Shaq versus Chuck game?
But look how the All Star game is anymore. There's really not even a true center that starts anymore. It's usually
guards.
That's true.
In my opinion, I can get a big man.
With the recent summer league games, and also it has to come up with the discussion of whether. We really do not mean to cut Zach Gibson off. He just always kind of throws in his comment there at the end and just kind of leaves everyone speechless, so we must move on.
I'll tell you that.
So we're going to move on to our next topic, which is, with the summer league, we've got to see a little preview of these players and that are now coming in up out of college, and who will win Rookie of the Year?
Oh, goodness.
I'm going to go ahead and say that my vote will go to Brandon Ingram.
Coming from a Laker fan.
I really don't even know. I can't remember who I said earlier.
You gotta think
Jamal Murray's going to be in there.
There's Murray, Ben Simmons, Brandon Ingram.
Don't count Chris Dunn out.
You're going to have to throw Embiid in there, too.
Yeah, Embiid's going to be a rookie.
Are you serious? Yeah, Embiid's still in the race. And
He's been in the league since Andrew Wiggins. He's just now a rookie.
Hadn't played a game.
Yeah.
But Griffin did the same thing and won Rookie of the Year.
He's not back in shape, and he's looking tough.
He looks good.
He does. You have him and, you know, Simmons on the same team. That's going to hurt both of them, you know, in votes because they're going to split some of them.
I'll put it this way.
That's a good point.
I would be very, very surprised if the Sixers don't walk away with the Rookie of the Year this year. Between Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, if Joel Embiid stays healthy, that's where my vote's going, just based off the fact that he's been around the league for, what, going on?
2 years?
Going on,
Two years.
No, Andrew Wiggins? Wiggins has been in the league 2 years. Andrew Wiggins came into the league when it was 2012, wasn't it?
14.
Yeah, it's 14.
14?
Yeah.
He won Rookie of the Year last year.
Man, I am really off in my time.
John Wall.
Regardless, anyways. Yeah, that is right. It was John Wall's year.
Yeah. Not 2010.
I always associate that with my freshman year. Anyways, Joel Embiid's been around the league longer. He's had more time to work with people around the league, being on the teams, being on the court, being in the practices. It's hard to go against Joel Embiid there if he stays healthy just because of the fact that he's got technically more experience as a professional basketball player.
If he stays injury-free, he's definitely in the running.
I think he's amongst the top in the running. He's just a bust.
Yeah.
Ingram's got some big shoes to fill. Like someone's got to be scoring and – I don't think it'll be Russell.
I think Brandon Ingram's got a too big of shoes. I think he's going to get too much pressure put on him.
We're also forgetting about Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield, that's
a 24-year-old.
I really don't think he's got much room to develop. I mean,
his prime's 2 years.
His game's already developed as much as it can possibly develop.
That's why I've always said, you know, and not even because I'm a UK fan, but I've always said I would take Jamal Murray over Buddy Hield. Because, I mean, Buddy Hield's clearly more developed as a shooter and a player.
But he's 3 years older than
him. He was a senior, you know. Jamal Murray's doing essentially almost the same thing Buddy Hield was doing at the collegiate level at, what, 18, 19 years old?
Yeah. It'll definitely be exciting to see who does come out with the Rookie of the Year. This has been a pretty good draft class. I mean,
all right. All that said, long shot predictions. Chris Fitch, who you got?
I'm taking Joel Embiid.
Zach Gibson, who you got?
Caleb, them back to me.
Caleb, who you got?
I'm taking the 76ers on this one, just because of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
Ben Simmons.
All righty. After that. We're going to move on to our final long shot predictions, and that is who will win Defensive Player of the Year.
Ooh. Kristaps Porzingis.
Oh, my God. It's always a safe bet to put your money on Kawhi Leonard, but is he going to go back-to-back? Who knows?
How can he go back-to-back?
What do you mean?
DeAndre Jordan won it last year.
No, he didn't. Kawhi Leonard won Defensive Player of the Year this year. No. Kawhi Leonard definitely won Defensive Player of the Year.
Really? I thought it was DeAndre Jordan. My bad.
Chris, that's Porzingis, I'm telling you.
But
You can't leave Andre Drummond out of the picture on that either, though.
If I don't go with Kawhi Leonard, I'm going to go with DJ for sure. And after watching he had an absolutely disgusting walk in the international play the other day.
Oh, I saw that.
Really nasty. The man's an athlete.
I'm telling you, Kristaps has got locked down.
Kawhi Leonard has won it 2 years in a row. So he would be going for a three-peat with Joakim Noah winning it in 2014. Man.
Tough player.
Let's not get too much defense played in 2014.
That was a tough year. That's where he won it.
He had an MVP season that year. He finished top three. Noah did.
Joakim Noah can play basketball, Caleb. Yeah. Shoot a mid-range shot. Pass.
2 years ago, he had almost the MVP season. Now Nikola Mirotic is starting over.
Didn't realize.
Life happens.
And on that note, we're going to move on to our final topic, the championship of this mock East.
What? Mock East Perry, not...
not Perry, Floyd, Pike, East Perry,
Car Creek.
The championship of this food bracket. Whatever you want to call it. It all comes down to this. It feels like a Kentucky versus Kansas championship game.
Kentucky Duke championship game.
We're going to...
Don't say Duke in here.
All right, we're going with the classic, Peking versus the young gun, Taco Bell. Who y'all got?
B King. We're talking about the go-to Chinese restaurants around here.
Taco Bell.
Are we talking about Peking with the buffet or without?
We're talking the buffet on Sundays.
Peking in all its glory. Taco Bell in all its glory.
As much as I love Chinese food, I'm taking Taco Bell.
Peking's. It comes down to Chris Fitch.
I'm taking Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
So Taco Bell is the champion of this food bracket. We just want to thank everyone for listening to our first ever podcast. We plan on doing more of these in the future. If you have anything that you want us to debate, send it to one of us on Twitter, DM it to us, tweet it, whatever you want to do. Hopefully next time we'll be a little more organized. Maybe we won't have bugs chirping in the background. May even have a name for this whole shindig by then.
Leave us a good name.
If you have any name suggestions, we're open, you know.
If it's anything insulting, if I have any way to block you, I will do it.
This boy does not care to block at all. It's the mouse in him. He does not care at all.
That's exactly right.
Maybe next time I remember who the defensive player of the year was.
For 2 years ago.
I'll get up on my stats and everything.
So that's about it for this episode. We want to say thanks. If anyone would like to sponsor us, even maybe hit us up, get some better equipment, whatever. Thanks for listening. Till next time.